You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
All right, this is Adam McCalvey with MLB.com. We are talking All-Star Game on this week's podcast, and we have former Brewers All-Star Gorman Thomas, 1981 All-Star team. And Gorman, we're talking on the side here about your story. I was looking at the box score of the game, came to ask you about facing Bob Nepper of the Houston Astros, and you've got a different story.
I was under the impression, I mean, that's a long time ago. What's that, 36 years ago? But, you know, I still believe it was Atlee Hammaker. I swear I thought that's who I hit against. And I popped the fastball right down the middle, popped it straight up, and the catcher caught it. So that's my memory of it. And you know, maybe I got that thing coming around the corner that I don't want to show up. But it was, you know, it was a thrill to be there. It was a thrill to be a part of the event. Yeah. You know, some people, you know, they, well, I don't want to play. Well, you know what? I thought it was a tribute to be, you know, voted in or even added on to the team. So I enjoyed it a lot.
And Gorman, I trust you. I mean, I've heard many baseball stories from you. I mean, we'll just have to get the box score changed. I think it must be a problem with the box score.
It might have been a double now that we're talking about it. But if I'm not mistaken, you know, I was ahead in the count. And I knew he threw fastballs only, basically. And I want to say, if I had to, you know, set up the story, it was a two-ball, one-strike count, and he threw a fastball right down the middle, and I popped it straight up, and I threw the bat up against the backstop and walked back into the dugout. So I don't know. Who knows? Maybe I'm wrong, but that's my memory of it, I guarantee you. And it's kind of funny, throwing the bat. I'm just throwing this one in. Back in Toronto when we played in the late 70s and early 80s, they had a glass partition behind home plate. And the PA announcer, he was in there, the official scorer was in there. And I popped up one day in Toronto, and this is here again. I threw the bat. I flipped it real hard. It was heading right back to that glass. And somebody hollered, "Look out," to the PA guy. And he looked up and saw the bat coming at the last minute. He fell over backwards out of his chair, and he wouldn't talk to me for 3 years. So my memory is still pretty good. So if it's different, well, so be it. But that's what I remember.
Well, tell me what else you remember about the event itself, Gorman, because now the All-Star Game is such a huge event, and it's days of lead up. It's weeks of lead up. It's events at the stadium, away from the stadium. There's the gala. It's just a massive deal. When you were there in 1981, what do you remember about the scene around the game?
You know, I'll be honest with you, I don't remember much about that because we actually flew in the day before. Like you say, now it's a full week, you know, extravaganza, if you will. You know, you were just kind of, you know, wrapped up in it, that you're here, you know, and, you know, you don't really get wrapped up, you know, in, you know, all the festivities and stuff because there weren't anything near what they're doing now. Like you say, you know, then you got the home run hitting contest, you know, we didn't have that. You know, Fingers and I, we flew in, and I think Teddy Simmons was with us as well. So, you know, I got to meet George Bush Sr., met him in the dugout, and, you know, they introduced him to me, and they called me. He called me Gordon, and I said, "No, sir, my name is Gorman." He says, "I apologize. Nice to meet you, Gorman." And we shook hands, and I've got a nice picture of that. And then I met George Jr. when he threw out the first pitch here, all right? So it was, and I got a nice picture of that as well. So, yeah, I mean, it's a little bit off of what you were asking about the All-Star Game. But, you know, those are the things that that people really don't know about that happen to a person and they hold it dear in their heart.
Gorman, I think people might be surprised that was your only All-Star Game because you were such a big-time home run hitter in that era. And a guy like Robin Yount, too, he only went to a handful of All-Star Games and people think he went to a dozen in his career. To what do you attribute just not getting that many opportunities?
Well, you know, it's it was fan voted, most of it, I believe. And then, you know, some people were added to the roster, you know, after the, you know, selection had been made. You know, here again, you know, you're talking about me. And, you know, around the All-Star break, it seemed like I was always right around 20 home runs. And, you know, either leading the league or very close to leading the league. And I only got selected one time, and I was an add-on to the, you know, to the event in 81. So, and I thank Jim Fry for adding me, but like I told you a little while ago, you know, probably got added on to Jim Fry's roster because of his friendship with George Bamberger. Because without George Bamberger, I never would have had a career because he gave me a chance to play. So I basically owe any and all of my career to him. But, you know, I was there. I felt like, sure, I should have made it, you know, a couple of times, you know, after that. But it is what it is.
You attend any All-Star games in the years since?
No, never have. Never have. We watched the, when the All-Star game was here, we actually sat up in the dew deck and watched the home run contest. And, you know, you look at it and you say, boy, you know, wish they would have had something like that when we played. But, you know, I played in a great era of baseball. We played in the American League East, and we were winning 90 games and not even qualifying for the playoffs, you know. So, you know, if they'd have had the wild card back there, who knows what we would have done.
What would you have done in a home run hitting contest? How would you have fared in an event like that?
Well, I could be stupid and say, yeah, I don't want that thing walking away. But you know what? You watch some of these exhibitions that they put on nowadays, and it's not as easy as they make it look. I mean, it is hard, but once you get in the groove, you know, it's like the kid that playing for the White Sox now. He was playing with, who was he playing with? Cincinnati. And he won it. I mean, he was awesome. And then who was it was doing it in Yankee Stadium? Was that Harper?
Well, you're talking about Frazier who did it last time.
But the one in Yankee Stadium when he hit like 57 of them or something like that. I mean, that's just unbelievable. I don't care if it's batting practice or not. I mean, that is just mind-boggling. So, but, you know, the quality of the players, you know, they're not any better than the ones that played before them or the people who played before me. You know, it's just the segment that you are fortunate enough to get a chance to play in. So it's kind of hard to, you know, compare someone to Hank Aaron or Willie Mays or Mickey Mantle. I mean, these guys, I mean, they're the icons of the game. I mean, they're granted, there's some very, very, very good ball players nowadays. But, you know, it's, I just look back at the old guys. You know, I mean, the guys that I grew up, you know, idolizing when I was a kid. I mean, my heroes were Mickey Mantle and Hank Aaron. And I got to play with Hank Aaron for 2 years, and that was a trip, I want to tell you. But, you know, I love the game. I mean, I can't wait for batting practice to start. I love Aaron Hill and I were talking about the foul ball that you hit straight back, and you could smell it. Oh, man. And I told him, I said, if anybody ever makes a cologne smells like pine tar, I'm buying me a bottle, I guarantee you. But, you know, I've got so many memories, you know. The guys that I played with, I mean, it was fantastic, especially through 78 to 82, you know. There wasn't any roster changes. We basically had the same roster all those years. And, you know, you talk about a family like the Pittsburgh used to call it, we are family. That's what we had here in Milwaukee, too. So it was just a pleasure to play here.
Well, Gorman, we appreciate the time. I put you down for a home run, no matter what that box score says.
Well, not a triple, because my first time up the bat, I hit a 3-2 curveball off of Dave McNally. Opening day in 1973, I hit a triple. We lost 10-0, and I think I'm just going to go out on a limb, say it was probably about 11 years later before I got another trip.
Well, thanks, Gorman. We appreciate the time and the memories, as always.
Anytime. Thank you.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.